Welcome back to Now Showing. I'm Patty Holly. In 2010, Northwest Missouri Enterprise Facilitation helped 11 new businesses get started in the six-county area, including Atchison, Holt, Nottoway, Andrew, Gentry, and Worth counties. Now the organization is working on another economic endeavor. Fundraising coordinator Marilyn Aldridge says Northwest Missouri Enterprise Facilitation is presenting its first Bringing Home the Talent concert.
It's a fundraiser, of course, with featured artist Todd Bradshaw, who is formerly of Maryville and Northwest Missouri State University graduate, and he had agreed to come back and do a performance for us as a fundraising endeavor, and he asked if he could bring along his comedian friend, Terry Wayne Sanders, who performs at Silver Dollar City. So that was making it all the more pleasurable for us. But then I got to thinking it would be great if we could have people from all of our six counties that we serve with our business facilitation, free business that we have offered there, that Annette Weeks is the facilitator. And so we did decide that it would be great if we could have someone represent all of these six counties. And so I went to work and have gotten people to agree to come home and perform for this occasion. And we have Tammy and Andy Heath. She was formerly of Stanbury and he of Mount City, so that makes Gentry County and Holt County covered there. But then also from Holt County, I have Adam Showalter. He was originally from Craig, and he is in Springfield, Missouri, and he's a teacher there and plays percussive guitar, so fingerstyle guitarist he is. And we just kept adding to, I did, and we have Jeff Anslinger, and he's from the Savannah area, and he's a country singing poet, which I thought would add a little different twist on what we were offering. But then we had someone that a lot of people around know as Jason Riley. He's a native of Tarkio, and he's from Atchison County and lives in St. Joseph, and he has done a lot of great things in the St. Joe area and teaches both at Missouri Western and at Benedictine Colleges. And he just put out a new CD, a funky folk, and it's kind of more for children, but I tell you, it brings out the child and any of us adults that listen to it. It's just fantastic. And then representing from the Worth County area is Cynthia Fisher Lawhorn, and she's now in Osage Beach, and she does performances with several different places around the Lake of the Ozarks. And actually, she has played several instruments and was in her parents' band for some time, but she will be singing, and she does a lot of old favorites from classic rock and roll to old and new country and blues and bluegrass, and so she's going to have a lot to offer as well. And then we have, who most people know around Maryville, of course, is Fred Mayers, who's the National Hy-Vee Greeter there in Maryville, and he'll be performing while the guests are being seated. And Fred is a very accomplished journalist, author, and musician, and piano and guitar, and he's provided, you know, a lot of entertainment for the entire Midwest. So that's going to round out the pre-show with all these extras that I just mentioned, and they will be performing, and then we'll have an intermission, and then Todd Bradshaw and his comedian friend, Terry Wayne Sanders, will be performing then. And it should be probably about a 2.5-hour performance.
Was it difficult to get all of these, to first find these people from these six counties and then to convince them to come back home?
Not really. In fact, I have felt so blessed with this. I'm in different positions that I've held, I just know a lot of people, and originally from the Stanbury area, and I just have a lot of contact with a lot of these people. So, I can't say it was real difficult. I wasn't pulling any hairs or anything. I just, every time they'd say yes, I just felt that much more blessed. So, I just can't tell you how pleased I am that we're bringing this kind of talent so that people can thoroughly enjoy it on this date.
And it's my understanding that this is a benefit for the Northwest Missouri Enterprise Facilitation, is that correct?
Yes, it is. And like I said before, we serve six counties with free confidential services in starting up new businesses, entrepreneurships with our facilitator. And we have to operate on donations and grants and fundraisers. So this is one of our fundraisers. And last October, we held the first ever in Northwest Missouri Wine Fest. It was held in Mound City and was a great success. And we're hoping that this is something new that we can get started and bring some of these people around back home to help share their talents. Because I have known for several years, this entire Northwest Missouri area has talent galore. You see a lot of talent in Branson, Missouri, and I think that the caliber of talent even in this area, in the Northwest Missouri area, is just phenomenal.
Do you think you will organize this type of thing again next year then to raise funds for the organization?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping we can make this an annual event.
Do you have other artists in mind yet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you always keep a few in the back of your mind. I had a couple that couldn't come this time because they had other commitments, but, you know, I've already got them on a list, and we'll be thinking about this. We'll see how this all works out on March the 13th, and then I'll take it back to our committee and find out if they think this is something we want to do again. But I kind of feel assured that we'll look forward to that.
How can people get tickets to this event?
In Maryville, they can get them at the Hy-Vee store or Bank Midwest or Jim Bradshaw. That's Todd's father. He's doing a great job helping us sell. We have the different locations in several of the towns. King City has, I believe, four locations at both banks there, Aberdeen's restaurant, and Twisted Sticks and Posies. In Albany, it's at the Albany Ledger. In Grant City, it's at Sherry's Pharmacy. In Stanbury, it's at both the banks there. And Tarkio has the Farmer State Bank. And Rockport has the Live and Good and Associates and Atchison County Development. Fairfax, we have the Farmer State Bank in Fairfax and myself. And in Mound City, we have the Attic and both Low Kemper Motor locations. And in Savannah, we have St. Rose of Lima Church, and as well the St. Francis Sisters Ministry Center has them located there. There are a few places in St. Joe at some of the churches down there, I believe, that have a few there. And a lot of our members, of our board members, if anyone knows of all of our board members, we have 60 in the six-county area. They also have some tickets available.
It sounds like, you know, as many locations as you have for tickets, that the community is, all of the counties are very behind this and very supportive of this.
I hope so. We're sure counting on that because we'd like for them to all get behind their own representatives of their counties and really show their support for them because these people evidently really appreciate their roots to come back and help us with economics in our rural areas, you know, to show that kind of support. So I'm really hoping that our people get behind them and show them how much we are appreciative of them coming home to share their talents.
Marilyn Aldridge is the fundraising coordinator for Northwest Missouri Enterprise Facilitation and organizer of the Bringing Home the Talent concert. The concert will be this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Doors open at 1 o'clock at the Mary Lynn Auditorium in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts at Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville. West Missouri State University will be celebrating jazz music with this weekend's Jazz Festival. Associate Professor of Music at Northwest, Dr. William Richardson, says this weekend's festival will include a guest performer.
Dr. Andrew Cheatham is the trumpet professor at Eastern Illinois University, and he is adjudicating for a jazz festival on Saturday, but he was willing to come in for a few extra days on the early side, and so he'll do a master class on Thursday for our brass students at 8 o'clock, and then on Friday at 8, he's doing a guest trumpet recital. This is a classical trumpet recital, so he does both. He's a jazz and classical player.
In a master class, what can somebody like him bring to the students?
Well, just a new perspective, maybe a new way of explaining something that that I say over and over again, and so it's a good way to do that. Andy and I actually had we both had the same teacher at the University of Texas, so we know each other's teaching really, really well. And so it's always comfortable having someone come in and you kind of know what to expect, what he's going to say to the students.
Which of his concerts will be open to the public?
Oh, everything. The master class is Thursday at 8. That's open. Actually, we would love to have local brass players from high schools, middle schools, whatever, show up. That'll be in the Fine Arts Building, room 108. And then on Friday at 8 o'clock is in Charles Johnson Theater. That's his recital.
Let's talk a little bit about the Jazz Festival. What is that?
It's an event that we've hosted for many, many years. Actually, for many, many decades. It's an opportunity for high school and middle school jazz ensembles and combos to come. And they perform. We have three judges. We run two rooms concurrently. So up at the Maryland Stage in the Performing Arts Center, and also Charles Johnson Theater. They perform. We have three adjudicators per each room, and they'll make comments into a digital voice recorder, and then they'll give them a rating, and they also get a chance to work with them on the stage. This year we have 21 groups, and so we're looking forward to a nice full day. It's also a great chance to view some performances and clinics as well. We have a noon concert with the Northwest Jazz Ensemble in Charles Johnson Theater, and then a 5 o'clock awards concert with the Northwest Jazz Ensemble. Dr. Cheatham is going to perform with our groups, and probably a couple of the other adjudicators as well. They usually enjoy doing that. At 12:45 in the Fine Arts Building, we have clinics on individual instruments. So Dr. Cheatham's doing the trumpet clinic. Steve Decker is doing a trombone clinic. Doug Talley, who's a perennial favorite at our festival, is doing a saxophone clinic. And Tom Morgan is doing a rhythm section clinic. So there's a lot of stuff going on. All those events, the 12 and 5 o'clock concerts and the 12:45 clinics, those are free, open to the public. Anybody can show up.
So students who might not have gotten paperwork done, they can still attend these and learn from them?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's no problem. We have, many schools that have participated in the past. Maybe there's a scheduling conflict or whatever. But oftentimes, students, if they're not taking the ACT that day and half their band is, they'll just drive up with their parents or whatever and enjoy the performances. You can also sit in on all of the middle school and high school groups as well. And those start, I believe they start at 8:30 in one of the rooms and 9 o'clock in the other place. So those are going on all day long.
You said you have 21 ensembles coming?
Yes. Yep.
Where are they from?
Oh, well, we've got, the winner this year is South Harrison, the South Harrison School District. They're bringing four groups. So Ted Keck is the band director there, and he's bringing a high school jazz ensemble and his middle school jazz group, and then he's got two high school combos, small groups, that are performing. They're coming from as far as Warrensburg. My good friend Stephanie Sikelski is the band director there, and she's bringing three groups, and Blue Springs is bringing a couple of groups. They're in the non-competitive category. St. Joe Central, Clarinda High School, they're kind of from all over, all different shapes and sizes. So we kind of enjoy having that. It's a really, it's a good experience. A lot of our graduates who are band directors will bring their groups and come back. And so it's fun to see them and see the great work that they're doing, because we have fantastic students and fantastic graduates.
What do the students who are going through the workshops, what do they tend to take away from this?
I think, you know, with the individual clinics, a lot of times it's just basic fundamentals of how to play your instrument. It may not even be jazz, as jazz related. But I think it's great for students to see other schools and how other people do things, and always to gain a new perspective. I think it's a healthy thing. And we've been trying to do that for many, many years here at the festival.
With all of those high schoolers and middle schoolers, I would imagine that it's kind of crazy here.
Oh, yes.
On that day.
Yes.
Why do it?
Well, it's a service, for one. You know, this is an event that we do for public school band directors and their students. Also, I mean, it's a great way to get students onto our campus, prospective students. There's not a lot of overt recruiting that happens here. But, you know, when good players are on our campus and they hear our ensembles play well, it's always a good thing. And so, you know, I do a poll every year of the students in both of our jazz ensembles here at the university. You know, how many of you came to our jazz festival at least once when you were in high school? And it's almost everybody. And, you know, it's the same thing with music camp that we have in the summer. We have a lot of people that come to school here and are involved in music, have been involved in these extra activities, Four State, Jazz Festival, Show Choir Festival, Music Camp, all these other things. It's great.
Dr. William Richardson is Associate Professor of Music at Northwest Missouri State University. The master class conducted by Dr. Andrew Cheatham will be this evening at 8 o'clock in the Fine Arts Building in Maryville. Dr. Cheatham's concert will be tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock in the Charles Johnson Theater. On Saturday, the Northwest Jazz Ensemble will be performing at noon and again at the awards concert Saturday evening at 5 o'clock in the Charles Johnson Theater. All events are open to the public.
In the study of literature, there are few more interesting authors than Philip K. Dick, the American science fiction novelist. Born in 1928, he wrote a remarkable number of short stories, 112 in all published in the pulp science fiction magazines of that day. But with the magazines paying the big 6 cents per word, he could never write fast enough to pay his bills. Dick was married 4 times, with each mate leaving him for non-support. He tells of eating dog food because it was all he could afford. Then a funny thing happened. In the 1960s, with Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, the origin of the great film Blade Runner, and the prize-winning novel Man in the High Castle, Dick went from being the archetypal literary hack to respected author and recognition. Like those of many other successful novelists, his stories have made good fodder for film. 9 of his stories and novels have been adapted to film, with 3 more in the works to be released over the next year or so. The most recent P.K. Dick story to be filmed is The Adjustment Bureau, which is playing in our area today. A recurrent theme in Dick's stories is the nature of reality. We go blithely along, assuming free will, that what happens to us results in our own actions. But what if there are forces of fate that we are doomed to follow? So it goes in The Adjustment Bureau. Matt Damon plays David Norris, an aspiring political running for the Senate. Then he meets Miss Wright, Elise Salinas, a stunningly beautiful ballerina played by Emily Blunt. Cupid plants his darts in the two of them and they are obsessed. But wait a minute. There are shadowy forces at work here. When David sees something he wasn't supposed to see, they converge on him. They tell him he cannot have Elise, and they intend to adjust his brain to forget her. Hence the title. But he defies them, goes on the run with Elise. Can you defy fate? Are lovers fated to part? Turns out that fate isn't absolutely written in stone, after all. The Adjustment Bureau is a thriller with a lot of chase scenes. Far more so than Dick's other stories, is that this is a romance. In most of his work, Dick seems to sort of agree with the bard when he says men have died and worms have ate them, but not from love. But the romance between David and Elise is another matter. They are the star-crossed lovers of song and story. And how about those shadowy guys in black suits? Clearly, they are not human. And the saving grace for the story is that Dick doesn't work too hard at explaining them. They may be angels or maybe aliens, but they are agents of fate, not of humanity first. But they're not especially malicious. They claim to be servants of fate working for the benefit of humanity. The most striking part of this film is the chemistry between Matt Damon and Emily Blunt. It's hard to sell this kind of love story, but these two fine performers almost turn the screen to scarlet with their emotional bonding. I thought Adjustment Bureau, a classy romantic thriller, and I give it 4 stars out of 5.
That was KXCV KRNW movie reviewer Dr. Carol Fry. You can find information and links to the events and organizations you hear about on Now Showing on the KXCV KRNW website, kxcv.org. You can also listen to archived editions of the program by clicking on the Now Showing link on our homepage. Please join us again next Thursday for another edition of Now Showing. In the meantime, have a great weekend. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Patty Hawley.